Today's ruling that struck down the Defense of Marriage Act and overruled Proposition 8 brought months of anticipation to a close. Brad Hayes is an assistant professor of political science at Union College. He says the interesting ruling was expected by people who had been watching the oral arguments closely.
The court today basically said that the idea that the federal government can impose restrictions against a group that a state such as New York had sought to protect violates kind of basic principles of due process and equal protection. And as such, same-sex couples that are married under state law will then be treated the same for the purposes of federal law.
U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat from New York, issued a statement saying in part that every loving, committed couple deserves the basic human right to get married, start a family, and be treated equally under the law. No politician from this day forward should try to stand in the way of this fact. GOP Hudson Valley Congressman Chris Gibson weighed in as well.
My view on this is marriage is a religious matter. It should be for religious institutions to decide. I support civil unions and equal protection under the law. And at this point, the Supreme Court has spoken.
Reverend Bill Benucci, executive director of the New York Faith and Freedom Coalition, says his group sees the DOMA decision as a call to double its efforts to teach about the sanctity of what it calls authentic marriage.
And the need to make God's design for marriage and family once again the primary order for a peaceful and prosperous society. The next generation is really depending on us. So the Supreme Court is wrong. It was wrong on Roe v. Wade, and after many years of teaching truth, we've turned many hearts to the pro-life position, and so it will be with authentic marriage, and we're committed to the process.
At the opposite end of the opinion spectrum, Danielle Moody Mills. She is an advisor for the Center for American Progress on LGBT Policy and Racial Justice.
As a African-American lesbian, this is a huge day for equality. It means that my marriage and the marriages of hundreds of thousands of Americans are recognized by our government.
Do you see this ruling as a catalyst for additional social change?
Absolutely. This has been a really interesting week in terms of Supreme Court decisions. On one hand, we have a Supreme Court that struck down a part of a very vital Voting Rights Act, essentially kind of ruled in favor of voter suppression based on race. And then on the other hand, the next day, you have them vote in favor of equality and recognition for all Americans.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, a Democrat, issued a statement saying that freedom includes keeping government out of people's most personal and intimate choices and affirming human dignity. Tullyrinky PLLC attorney Jennifer Corcoran explains how the DOMA decision relates to New Yorkers.
As soon as we legalized marriage in the state, all state benefits became entitlements to anyone legally married. So that extended then to same-sex couples. What the problem and the disconnect has been is that DOMA prohibited the extension of federal benefits to people living in New York who were validly married in the state of New York as a same-sex couple.
In the wake of the DOMA decision, 11 national LGBT advocacy organizations have jointly issued a series of fact sheets to provide guidance to same-sex couples and their families as they navigate accessing federal rights, benefits, and protections. There's a link at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.